I'm Andy Foyt from the Maple Leaf Fit Chapter in Wisconsin, and my proficiency area that I just won in was forge production.
Well, it's got a nice ring to it when you can add national proficiency winner at the end.
Yeah. Very excited about it and glad that, I mean, you're top four in the nation and waiting so long, and then now I found out that I won. I mean, feeling really good about myself.
Say, what was that feeling when you heard your name as the national winner?
Well, you could barely even hear your name up on stage, and they pull you across, and you're just like, yeah, I guess I won, yes.
Well, take a moment and tell us about your proficiency area.
I grow forages on our family's dairy farm, from haylage, baling hay for our cows, and chopping corn silage for the dairy cows on our farm. I'm also custom baling hay for neighbors and other farmers in the area.
So does the proficiency include pasture improvement, different things like that?
It can, but I wasn't involved in any pasture signs, mainly crop production and harvesting the crops from tilling the soil, planting, and harvesting. That's basically all I did.
So I'm guessing that this was an easy proficiency area to go into, being from the family farm.
Yeah, from little on, I've enjoyed being in the tractor with my dad, and once I got old enough that I could start driving on my own, I was, and always enjoyed it.
What about in the future? What are your plans?
Well, I would like to take over the family dairy farm and keep going with the custom harvesting for other farmers.
For those younger FFA members that were here in Indianapolis watching the awards presented, seeing you receive your national award, what would you tell them?
Get started and whatever you like early. I mean, you can learn a lot of skills when you're young and have time to build them up and fill out applications. That's how you'll get awards like this. You need to fill out stuff and good things will happen.
So who along the way was a big help?
My parents and also my advisor, Mr. Geiger. They all were encouraging me along the way to do my best and fill out applications, and good things happen.
Was there any point in time where you kind of set it as a goal to be a national proficiency winner?
I guess last year when I took gold, I was only ranked fourth in the state of Wisconsin, but I seen if I could win the state of Wisconsin and be qualified for nationals, that'd be a good goal to fulfill.
And you have done that. Congratulations.
Thank you.